Support for WPR comes from 4imprint, providers of promotional products for businesses, including embroidered apparel, trade show items, and logoed business gifts. More is at 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain. Support for WPR comes from the American Society of Landscape Architects Wisconsin Chapter, dedicated to reimagining the design of outdoor spaces for the well-being of all. Examples at wiasla.com.
For the last time this year, we welcome in Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Mike Crane, for a year-end edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will discuss some programming changes that start in January. We'll review some of the more significant programming and operational news of the past year. And we will ask you to tell us what you want from Wisconsin Public Radio in the new year. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Mike Crane is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hello, Mike, and Happy New Year almost.
Happy New Year almost, yes.
There we go. Well, what's the New Year's resolution for Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike?
I suspect we have probably 120 of them or so, given the crew that's here throughout the state. But one of them that I think we'd all share is to spend 2014 being even more compelling. Underneath that is that we all want to earn your support as listeners. And given all of the competition for attention, that means that we need to be more compelling. Well, how would we do that? I think to some degree you'll tell us as listeners how we're more compelling or not. To some degree, it's about making sure that when we have a talk show, it's the best talk show we can possibly figure out how to have. When we have a news report, we've really dug deep and found out what you need to know, what helps you understand, what helps you become a better citizen. When we choose music, we choose the best possible music. And boy, doesn't that sound like that ought to be not at all easy, right?
Yeah.
We're always up for the challenge. And looking back at this year and the first year where we officially crossed 50,000 member supporters, and that's families and individuals that support us over the course of the year, or sustaining members, or one-time givers, and so on. That tells us that something's good, and we want to keep building on.
Yeah, that's great, and that's a good goal, to be more compelling. It just means we want to be better. We want to serve you in the best possible way and make sure that we have your attention. How would we do that? How can Wisconsin Public Radio be even more compelling in your opinion? What is it that you would like from WPR in 2014? 1-800-642-1234. You can make a New Year's resolution for Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Well, I know the new year, January, will bring a few program changes. Mike, we announced them the last time. We had a Mondays with Mike program, but they actually start in January. Tell us what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so one of the changes is that Jim Fleming is retiring a little bit more. People who listen to the News and Classical Network will remember that Jim used to do the morning show a couple of years ago, and he let that go. And he's now also going to stop doing To the Best of Our Knowledge, which is a big change. He was one of the inventors of the program. And he's still going to be with us, though, with Chapter a Day. And he's been very clear when we've talked about this that he'd like to follow in Carl Schmidt's footsteps and just keep doing Chapter a Day. And that sure is fine with us. Jim's just a wonderful talent. And I know some people really miss him on To the Best of Our Knowledge, but they may be pleased. I certainly am to know that Anne Strainchamps, who is a great talent herself, and another of the inventors of the program, To the Best of Our Knowledge, is taking the seat of the host of the show. And there'll be other changes to the show that are I'd say, pretty subtle changes, but ones that we're trying to make sure the show stays contemporary. And, you know, there might be some different music. And one thing we've been working on over the last couple of months, talk about looking back at 2013, is looking for those sort of set pieces or features that really they make sense to have every week, even though the topic overall for the show might change. That an example is that on the they call it TT Book for short. So mm-hmm. ttbook.org is the website, and they have this neat segment called On Our Minds, and it's very contemporary, whatever's the thing that they're most thinking about over the course of a week. And that might become a regular segment on the radio as well, because there's been great response to it online.
And with Ann Strainchamps moving into to the best of our knowledge hosting chair, the show that she was hosting, 45 North, is going out of production.
That's right. We're going to have had the very last of those. It'll still be online for people mm-hmm. that want to check out the archives of the program. But it really is full-time work for her to focus on the interviews and the hosting duties on To the Best of Our Knowledge. So 45 North fades away with some really wonderful things having happened. Just really great, whether it was the in-studio concerts we had or the Food Friday conversations. And one of the things I've seen with the work that we do here at the Ideas Network is really great ideas do tend to infuse themselves into other work. So I don't think anyone feels as if there's a big loss there, because Anne's still around, and the brilliant things that were done we'll do in different ways. So mm-hmm. I want to thank Anne and the entire crew on 45 North for doing their work, and I'm glad to have had that opportunity to work on that show.
Yes, and certainly we will try to do our best to incorporate some of the music and culture that was on 45 North on the Joy Cardine Show and other talk shows on Wisconsin Public Radio. With 45 North going out of production, we will hear what instead in its place.
Well, and some listeners will be really happy about this. We will hear the Friday edition of On Point. So 45 North was on at 9 a.m. following this show and on Fridays, and now the Friday edition of On Point will be there. And in particular, I know some people that really missed Tom Ashbrook's Week in Review segment will be really glad that that's returning to our air. And I gather that will also cause some changes in the angles or the approach that you take to your own Week in Review segment, Joy.
Right. We are planning on, because the Tom Ashbrook version, the On Point version of the Week in Review, will probably be highlighting more national and international stories. We will try to focus more on the Wisconsin stories that are of most significance. I don't think that we will be exclusively Wisconsin stories, but we'll have a much heavier emphasis on Wisconsin stories.
Sure.
Well,
Wisconsin is part of the world, so
right,
that certainly makes sense that sometimes it will go in that direction. I bet that you'll feel a little bit less rushed during that segment, because I know many times when I listen, it feels like there's so many topics we have to cover. How do we cover them in an hour? And so maybe a little bit less pressed on that, which might be nice.
We won't have to cover every last detail, and On Point will be covering more of it. So, yes, looking forward to that. And when does this starts right away this Friday,
right? Sure does, yep. Mm-hmm. So changes with the new year, and you know, it's nice when those sort of things work out. And so we're going to do that.
Sounds good. I'm Joy Cardine, talking with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, talking some about programming changes that will start in January, in just a few days, here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Also, we'll talk about some other special programming and other operational changes that you might want to be aware of. And we welcome your input. We welcome your feedback. We welcome your questions at 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Any other remaining holiday programming, Mike?
There is, and I didn't want to forget one last thing about the change with 45 North going away, which is that we're adding a play of On the Media on Friday afternoons, evenings at 6 p.m. And On the Media is the show that you might remember if you've been listening for a while. took the challenge from Ira Glass, where they spent three whole shows looking into the question of, you know, what is the nature of real and perceived bias in the news? And so it's a kind of a media watchdog show, very compelling, speaking of compelling, and we invite people to listen. So, yes, remaining holiday programs and the New Year's Day from Vienna is something that a lot of people look forward to. It's a live broadcast from Vienna filled with waltzes and just one of the most traditional of music broadcast that we have, and that's on the News and Classical Network. And then I kind of think of this as the ending of the 12 Days of Christmas, so to speak, mm-hmm. and that is that Simply Folk has a sing-along show, all kinds Fine. Of songs that we like to sing along to, and that is Sunday, January 5th at 5 p.m., and we invite people to join us for singing along Simply Folk and ending on essentially the approximately 12th night, and just a fun way to end the season, I think.
Oh, and I see right in front of me that we can ring in the new year with Politics Takes a Holiday on New Year's Eve tomorrow night at 6 o'clock yep. on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Apparently, we are going to roast 2013 to a crisp, it says here.
Yep, Capital Steps is great. Yeah, that's one of those ones that when I learned myself that there was that holiday schedule posted on the website, WPR.org/holidays, or holiday, I'm forgetting now. I'd try both, you'll find it. I saw that there and I marked it on my calendar. I know another one that I always look forward to is the live broadcast from Cambridge of the Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. And we had that on Christmas Eve. Just a really nice way to spend holidays is to spend it with WPR. So I certainly did a lot and I hope a lot of people did.
It is WPR.org/holiday.
Okay.
Yeah. We are talking with Mike Crane on this Mondays with Mike, a year-end edition. 1-800-642-1234. If you have a question for Mike about Wisconsin Public Radio or any feedback for us on what you hear or don't hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And since this is sort of our New Year's edition of Mondays with Mike, you can also make a New Year's resolution for Wisconsin Public Radio. What would you like from Wisconsin Public Radio in the new year? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And this is a year-end edition of Mondays with Mike. Wisconsin Public Radio's director, Mike Crane, is here to talk with you about all things Wisconsin Public Radio. Mike usually joins us on the first Monday of each month, but with the holidays and with my vacation next week, we decided to ask him to come in early to talk about some programming changes that are taking place in January and to respond to your questions and your feedback. We have full lines, Mike, so let's take some calls. Christine in Iron River is with us. Hello, Christine.
Good morning to you.
Morning.
Where to start? I got so thrown off here. What I would like is to see Veronica back on that wonderful Friday show she did. I have to say, I thought she was so marvelous. But I know that's not going to happen.
you're so right about her being marvelous, which is why we now have her on 5 days a week on Central Time.
I know, but she was so sensitive with people. There was just a difference in how she did that show to how she does this one.
Yeah.
But anyway, then I'm going to complain, which means that I listen to this radio way too much. I've like counted the self ads between at every break. It's like there's four ads for Wisconsin Public Radio, and it was like, and the fundraising things. I loved it. I mean, I didn't never like the fundraising, but I listened to the fundraising and with it and contributed. But now it's just constant. There's like many, many times during the day, and you can contribute here and you can contribute this way and that way. And there would be a lot more room for content if we weren't doing.
All right, Christine, what about those announcements for fundraising?
Yeah, it's a real dilemma, Christine, because one of the things that we also have been hearing forever is that maybe unlike those of you, and I'm with you on this, of listening way too much, a lot of people just hate the pledge drives. And so part of what we've been working on for many, many years, actually, is the idea of year-round fundraising, where rather than being a week-long or a two-week-long, even as it was at one time, interruption of programming, that instead we try to ask over time. The other thing that's certainly happened is that as the funding mix has changed, we've looked for different ways to seek funding, meaning you've certainly, I bet you've really noticed since you've been counting, the emphasis on sustaining pledges, the more someone promises to give over the course of not only this year, but into the future. And another one that, in fact, there was a comment in our listener logs about this, that we've been talking lately about the opportunity to give from the proceeds of your IRA. This is for listeners who are, I think it's 70 and a half and older. And in fact, one of the donors who does that said a few weeks ago, you're going to let people know about that, right? And I said, yes, we've got the announcement scheduled. And so, yes, there are a lot of those. I don't know that we'd end up with more content, though, Christine, because part of what happens is a lot of those breaks that you hear are there for reasons that don't have to do with the content itself, but of essentially getting through the hour in a way that makes sense. On Point would be a really great example of that, where they're going to take their two-minute break no matter what, because it's there for local stations to use. And so we'd have to be putting something in that time anyway. That said, I take to heart what you and others have said about the content of those breaks, and it's something that we've been thinking very hard about, whether it's the self-promotions or here's one that's very much on my mind, and maybe we can talk about this a little more as the hour goes on, because I want to take more calls. But the whole question of how do we effectively let people know on the radio that there is a resource on the website? That a few minutes ago, I was like, which is that? Even I who know about it was not sure about the
whether
link.
Whether there's an S at the end of something
right. And,
or not.
And so we know we have to, that's probably another resolution for us, is get a lot better at the right way of letting people know about a resource on the website.
In fact, in our listener logs over the past month, Mike, we've noticed a number of listeners who could not find more information on the travel trip that you are hosting to New York.
Yeah, and I'm not the only one. Dr. Pastor is also doing a trip. And it is easy if you remember it, which is wpr.org/travel. And if you type that into the browser, it'll take you right there to the page that has the information about any of the trips that we're doing. And we'll keep that updated as we look at trips. And these are, by the way, the trips are a mix of friend-raising and fundraising. A little bit of the proceeds from each ticket does go to WPR directly. And the sense we have from what many stations that have done this over the years have told us is that it is a great opportunity to make long-term friendships with people that might then give you a larger donation in the future, or this is something that's really a big deal now, which is to make planned gifts, meaning ones that would come out of their wealth once they pass away. And that's actually been a really remarkable thing that we've seen, is that as people know about that idea and implement it, donations do come to WPR that way. Usually people don't even tell us. They just put us in their will, and then we get this wonderful surprise letter or email, usually letter, telling us that so-and-so has donated $10,000 or $100,000 or whatever out of their estate to go to WPR.
And our caller also mentioned how much she loved Veronica Rickert hosting the Friday show that Veronica used to host before she became co-host of Central Time. And Central Time was a major new programming initiative taken on this year by Wisconsin Public Radio. And if I do say so myself, it's getting better and better each day.
I think that's right. And I love the question they asked that got them started, which is, if we were inventing the Ideas Network today, what would it sound like? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that, ironically enough, you'll remember this, Joy, we tried out a little bit in the earliest days of the Ideas Network was having more topics in an hour. I remember we were at a meeting and discussing the concept of Central Time, and you were the one who said, that sounds a lot like Clark Cardine and Company, which was the original version of this morning show. And so, you know, forward into the past in a way, but certainly there are things that are very different, like the way in which we integrate the use of internet tools, whether it's Facebook or email. One thing that we really are focused on with Central Time is the fact that there are a lot of topics that may not deserve a full hour of talk. Many right. topics do, but many don't, too. And so we might have a 20-minute call-in segment or just a 10-minute interview or whatever might be appropriate to that subject. And sometimes you find out because you've had that great 10-minute interview, hey, we have to have him back on one of the other shows because it turns out it was so compelling. And I think you're right about it getting better and better, but we certainly want lots of feedback to help us keep working on this.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is the year-end edition of Mondays with Mike. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org if you have a question or some feedback for Mike about Wisconsin Public Radio. And Jocelyn in Sheboygan is with us now. Hi, Jocelyn.
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to make a statement or kind of a complaint as well. I'm one of those people that were missing on point. Living in Sheboygan, the same problem has existed since I've been listening to WPR, which is broadcast from North High School. They interrupt the programming, your programming, at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it goes on until maybe 3 or 4, whatever they're doing. And so we can't get any of the programming. And On Point was changed from the 6 o'clock hour to the morning so that you can't even get it at night. And that is such a program that is so interesting. And they talk about interesting subjects, important subjects. And I used to try to tune into Delafield, mm-hmm. but that doesn't even come in anymore. I don't know why you don't go to the UW and do something there to broadcast from there, because we have a UW extension here.
Oh, great question, Jocelyn. The challenge actually is that, and this drives us nuts in a number of places around the state, it doesn't appear that there are any more frequencies available for us to add. One of the reasons that we partner with North High School is that we really have, just as you note, a really rough time getting a signal into the Sheboygan area. It's certainly not ideal when any shared resource like that happens. We have a similar situation with a high school in Elgin, Illinois, of all places, and actually lots of listener supporters in that area that tune in, but the same thing happens, which is that the students do use some of that time. We've been, in the time I've been here, which, believe it or not, Joy, it's now 6 years since
Whoa,
I got here.
Happy anniversary.
Actually, like, tomorrow, more or less, we've been aggressively trying to extend our signal everywhere we can. And Jocelyn, we certainly will look again at whether we could do something at the Sheboygan area, because we share your frustration, although probably it's more palpable to you than it is to us every day.
Now, Jocelyn was saying, why don't you partner with the UW campus that's in Sheboygan? Presumably they don't have a radio frequency.
Right. Yeah. And or if they do, they want to use it for for their own purposes. That's true in a number of different situations around the state. For instance, the folks at the Stevens Point campus station know we would love to have that frequency because it's 50,000 watts serving the whole area of central Wisconsin. And we also know and we're really pleased with what they do. They do some remarkable things, including this, and Joy, you probably know about this incredible, like, everybody comes to town for a trivia weekend.
The trivia contest,
yeah.
Yes. It's the world's largest or longest or both.
Yes, and they do some great things, and we're really proud to partner with the college stations and the high school stations. And it's less than ideal for a listener like Jocelyn that would like to get more.
Yeah, thank you for the call, yeah. Jocelyn. Moving on to Bill in Milwaukee. Hello, Bill.
Hi, very happy New Year to all of us or all of you out there. And I just have a quick comment and two questions. The comment is I really love all the changes you make on a regular basis because, it just kind of sparks things up and makes things more interesting. But I was wondering if there's ever a possibility if we'll ever be able to get back to the job line that John Munson took over after, I forgot the other fellow's name that started it.
From Ben, yeah.
And is there any way that we can cajole, beg, or plead Gene Faraca to come back and do a show once in a while?
Job line is something I know that the producers around the network talk about, and it's a reminder for us to talk about that again. I'm glad that you enjoyed that segment, Bill. And then as for Jean, we are certainly in touch with her. She's writing another book, I understand. And there was a event not long ago where I think we were sponsoring it and she was there. So maybe when she's done her book, she'll agree to come on and do some interviews about it.
Yeah,
that would be great. Yeah,
I talked to her. I ran into her at the grocery store the other day, and she's doing well, and I'm sure she would be pleased to talk about her book or anything else we'd like to invite her to.
Her food
talk
adventures.
About.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Thanks, Bill.
Mitch in Green Bay is with us now. Hi, Mitch.
Hello. I missed about 20, 30 minutes of old-time radio last night. This has happened before. It seems when we're on a joint broadcast with the other network, when they switch back, when the time comes for the switchback, they don't make it until a half hour, sometimes 45 minutes after the time things happen.
Yeah, Mitch, I did notice that there were some comments that old time had some issues last night. I'm not exactly sure what it was, Mike, that people were writing on our Facebook page, the Wisconsin Public Radio Facebook page, where's old time radio night?
Yeah, at that time of night, typically, that would be something that's automated, that basically the robots in the radios would be making the switch. And so, yeah, something's wrong, and we'll certainly look into that and see if we can't figure it out.
Yeah, sorry about that, Mitch. That happens from time to time. Before I forget, there is also, besides the new programming changes that are starting in January, the remaining holiday programming, there's another holiday in January. It's the Dr. Martin Luther King Day ceremony that our own Dr. Jonathan Overby hosts that we will be broadcasting, Mike.
That's right. And actually, I'm pleased that I've been invited again to sit on the dais and experience it up close. And so one of the things that means is that on occasion, I get to hear Jonathan sing again. He's just an incredible
Wonderful.
Singer, and he'll sometimes sing from the podium. And just a really neat event, and is open to the public. So if people would like to join us on Martin Luther King's holiday, and it's the tribute and ceremony. This is the oldest state ceremony in the country. It's been broadcast on WPR and WPT for many years, and should be, as usual, compelling. There's the typical setup includes some amazing performances and a couple of different talks, usually very inspiring and challenging to listeners, and I hope you'll tune in come by.
I would love to go over there sometime. Yeah. Yes, it's from it's January 20th from noon until 1:45, I believe.
It's sort of a loose ending as far as because when you're having maybe 10 or 12 performing groups and speakers and so on, it's a little open ended, but the beginning is on time, of course.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane. Mike is the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, and he stops by once a month to talk with you about Wisconsin Public Radio. And today we are asking, what do you want from Wisconsin Public Radio in the new year? Do you have a New Year's resolution that you would like to share for Wisconsin Public Radio? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is an end-of-the-year edition of Mondays with Mike. I'm Joy Cardine with WPR Director Mike Crane. And with you, if you would like to join in with a New Year's resolution or a question or some feedback about Wisconsin Public Radio, 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Kathleen in Milwaukee is with us now. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I'm wondering why you promote return to Lake Robin forever and ever and ever and ever. We know that story. We heard it on Chapter a Day. Chapter a Day has such wonderful books. Why is it that this is the one book you're always promoting? Were you able to get make quite a bit of money and from that book and not others? Why do you do that?
It was a great question, and no, we weren't able to make quite a bit of money. What we were able to do, which is extremely unusual, is we were able to secure permission to do an audiobook for sale of that book. One of the most well-regarded books in the recent past here in Wisconsin and elsewhere, but really very much hits home here in Wisconsin. And so we partnered with the Historical Society Press to bring out that audio version of that book. And certainly promoting it heavily was with the thinking that people might like to give the audio book as a gift. And so that's why you heard that so much. The whole publishing world is very rarely something that you would make a significant profit, if you will, or in non-commercial terms, a fund balance. So that wasn't what we thought. What we did think is that there is an opportunity that Jim Fleming and I talk about all the time to think of Chapter a Day as kind of an imprint, the way that many publishers have an imprint, and so we thought we would give this a try. We also did this, and I'm sorry I'm blanking on the name of the book right now, but it was one of the books about amazing and upsetting events at Taliesin in history. That opportunity hasn't come along that much. But thanks for the question, Kathleen.
Yeah, thanks, Kathleen. We did get another question from a listener who called into Audience Services, our Audience Services Center. I am wondering why you constantly ask listeners for money and you don't encourage them to ask them to call or write their legislatures to give you more money from their treasuries. Please give an answer to this on your next Mondays with Mike, the listener says.
Oh, sure. In part is because we have the opportunity on the radio to ask you for something that is an immediate need, which is the gift that we hope that you'll make. And the other is that we work with our fundraising board, which is the Wisconsin Public Radio Association board, to visit with our legislators every year. We have a kind of a legislative advocacy day, and acting in your name, they join us. So staff and volunteers from the public broadcasters throughout the state go ahead and have a kind of a Madison Capitol Hill day and talk with legislators about support. And that said, I definitely want to encourage you to write to your legislators and thank them for supporting WPR. That's terrific. I think that we could certainly think about whether there's an opportunity to do that on a periodic basis as well. But in any case, if you feel the urge, go for it.
Yep. And this is, has it been a good year in terms of the budget for Wisconsin Public Radio, Mike?
Generally speaking, yes. Although we're a little bit behind on the total member dollars from where we had hoped to be, we still have half of our fiscal year to try to make sure that we reach our targets for that. Roughly speaking, 40% of our support comes directly from listeners. And so, there are a number of comments in the listener logs about the frequency or number of solicitations. We just talked about it a few minutes ago in response to Christine's question as well. And the general thing I would say is that with so much of WPR's finances dependent upon listeners, it is compelling for us to try to choose the best methods for reaching people. And there was an email that I'm going to respond to later today from Peg in Viroqua that was talking about all the solicitations she's received, and she's concerned about the expense of it because she gets mail and she gets email and she hears it on the radio. What we're always trying to do is choose the most cost-efficient way to ask for your support. And so to some degree, although we can hear the pressure people feel about it, on air is something we already own. And so in that sense, it doesn't cost money, although it does cost attention and your ears, if you will. We do mailings only so long as those mailings produce a net positive bottom line. So that's why you might receive what seem like a lot of letters in the mail. And certainly if you're someone who really wants to reduce the amount of paper used or just doesn't want as much mail from us, let us know that. Get in touch with our member services group, and they will certainly adjust how much that we send to you individually.
Well, I'm not trying to upset anybody who thinks they hear enough fundraising on Wisconsin Public Radio, but we should note in that there is just a couple of more days left in 2013 that that you can still make an end-of-the-year gift to Wisconsin Public Radio online at WPR.org. And this really is, December is really an important time for fundraising.
Yeah, you know, December is crucial for most organizations that do fundraising, just like it's crucial for retailers, you know, that you know, I think most everybody maybe gets tired of the holiday craziness at some level, but I know that you read constantly about how a huge percentage of some retailers' income comes in between Thanksgiving and the New Year, and so they really focus on it. In the same way, nonprofits, and WPR is one of them, really know that December is a point where they really have to reach people, and so that's why the solicitations get kind of hot and heavy at that time. And I'm sure I'm not alone in having the habit of sitting down in the last couple of days of the year and thinking, okay, did I make the contributions that I really wanted to make? And I'll write a few checks right there on December 31st just to make sure that I've done that, or go online and make the contribution.
And to preview 2014, typically we have a pledge drive, an on-air pledge drive in the February-March
area,
and maybe a one day in May.
Yeah, it'll probably be a couple of days in May. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do the one day Wednesday thing this particular time. And then that'll probably be it until the big October drive, which is the single biggest drive of the year.
I'm Joy Cardine with Mike Crane, welcoming your questions on this Mondays with Mike, the last one of 2013, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What would you like from Wisconsin Public Radio in the coming year? Jerry in Menasha is with us. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, I'd like to see more hard news, both national and international, in 2014. Some of that has been toned down on your station recently, and we need more of it, not less. Less fluff, less sound bites. I realize that you're pitching to the demographic of, let's say, between 18 and 49. This is your biggest audience, probably. And so they're more attuned to sound bites, but we have to get some hard news through. Our media in general gives us a lot of scrub news. We need investigative reporters of every kind. And I also am not too happy with your weekend programming. You've got repeats upon repeats upon repeats. And the only thing that's on over the weekend is Garrison Keillor, which is fine by me. I love him. But there's just too much repeating and repeating and repeating.
Well, Jerry, what's repeating?
Well, I mean, you're running that economic thing that you have on Tuesday. You run that over the weekend. You run Larry Miller over the weekend. You run this, that, or the other thing. And I just feel there's got to be something else. And then you've got that America's Test Kitchen, which I think is really a nothing show. It generally promotes somebody's restaurant someplace.
You would like to have on the weekends some more hard-hitting news on the weekends, too?
And it's not only the news. I'd like a greater variety and less repeats.
All right. What about that, Mike?
Yeah, it's interesting. Statistically speaking, even at very high listening times, most of your listeners don't hear a program. There is a group in Jerry and Christine who called earlier, and some of us that work at public radio probably hear a lot more than that. But on average, people haven't heard what you've done, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so the thought of having some repeats is that you take some of the kind of high profile, very successful segments and do them somewhat more. Jerry didn't mention we also do some repeating on the evenings. And maybe that's a time that Jerry doesn't listen. But it's a source of debate internally as well as to how much is right. I think that we certainly have the instinct to want to create as much original programming as we can. Earlier talking about the budget, we're kind of at our limit for how many original hours we can create. And then you could say, buy it. Well, yes, you could buy it, but you still need money to do that. So that's the dance that we're always doing.
But as for more hard news, when we have shows on, we do want to be the place that people turn to for journalism, isn't that right?
Absolutely. That's probably part of the resolution to be more compelling is to do better journalism and not to besmirch what we're doing. I think we do some incredible things. And I know news director Michael Leland would say, we want to do more. I know that, even in the form of the talk shows that we do, often that's hard-hitting journalism of its own. And so we want to be compelling in that way as well. Here's the other puzzle, though, about the weekends, which is those are the most listened to parts of our schedule. The weekend, whether it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know or Car Talk or Wait, Don't Tell Me, these lighter programs, they do really well for WPR and therefore kind of contribute to the bottom line because people are happy to support when they listen.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. Lynn in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Lynn.
Yeah, hi. I am a frequent Wisconsin Public Radio and Public Radio listener. I love all the programming, but one of the things I wonder why there isn't more diversity in the host. I know that there's a new national show, Snap Judgment. Well, it's new to me. And that gentleman's African-American guy in the show is really creative and interesting. And I wonder why Wisconsin Public Radio doesn't have more diversity in its host.
Snap Judgment is on Wisconsin.
We have had it on, absolutely. And you're right, he's great. I'd say sometimes it's hard to reveal the diversity. For instance, a lot of people don't know that Veronica Rickert is Latina. But it's not something that necessarily comes out in a real obvious way unless she happens to choose a topic that really hits close to home for her. And I think one of the things about hosting is that it's a slow process because it's related to hiring. And we don't have a lot of turnover at WPR. That said, when we do have a new host opening, that is one of the filters that is very important to us. And Lynn, you're right. It continues to be a high value for us and one that we are also trying to address in other ways, including having more guests that are more diverse, because that certainly is an avenue that's faster than hiring for changing the diversity of the broadcasts.
Yeah, and again, Snap Judgment, I believe it's on Friday nights. It's only a one hour a week show.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it does air on Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you, Lynn. Dave in Forest Lake is with us. Hi, Dave.
Hi. Say, I was wondering, every time I hear the fund drives, a question pops up in the back of my mind as to whether you are able to set aside a portion of the funds so that at some time in perhaps the not-so-distant future, you wouldn't have to have the fund drives anymore.
Boy, that sounds like a great idea, Dave, but we aren't at a point where we could stop doing the fund drives. In fact, I think they'll always be with us at some level. They may be shorter. We hope they will continue to become more efficient in the collection of funds. But unless we find a way to not spend money, I think we'll always be raising money as well. And something that's just a sort of a striking example of the thing that happens from budget year to budget year is that cost to provide benefits typically go up year to year. And in those years in which there's a raise to be provided, that increases your costs without increasing the amount of service you provide in any way. So interesting idea, but one I don't think that we'll be able to follow through on.
Thanks very much, Dave. Here's a listener comment from our listener log. On WPR News, Terry Bell now says something like, listen to WPR News at this time or that time, etc. It's kind of a promotion for the news that I've noticed only recently. The news should be insulated from commercial interests, even more so than the rest of broadcasting. I hope you will stop doing this.
I'm not sure I get the linkage to commercial interests, but I suppose if you associate promoting something with being commercial, I could get that. But the challenge is actually people aren't as aware as you'd think. For instance, we did some focus groups in this case, you just ask some people who are listeners to visit with you and talk about what they hear and what they like and don't like. And one of the things that was a really good reminder to staff is that in this group of people who clearly could describe what this network is about, they needed a little help in being able to say the Ideas Network. They were certainly great at saying, oh, that's the state station. Mm-hmm. But just that sort of thing that here in the station, we're like, well, yeah, it's the Ideas Network, of course. Listeners aren't necessarily recalling that. So that's why you hear Terry Bell, this would be on the News and Classical Network, that he's probably heard doing this more than here, because we just have Terry's newscasts on the network here. But he's on Morning Edition on the other network. And what he's trying to do is to encourage people to say, tune in or hang on for 15 minutes to hear the next story they might be interested in. And he's also done something else new recently, which is to mention that there's news all day long on our website. And one of the things we did when we relaunched WPR.org back in September is that we had a much bigger focus on our news content. And so that's why he's talking about that more.
We have just a minute. Some special events happening in 2014, Mike, in terms of Wisconsin Public Radio getting out and about?
Yes, I don't even have a lot of details on all of that yet, but I know that we're going to be, among other things, working with the folks that do The Moth, which is heard on Friday evenings here, to do a Moth Story Slam, which is when the people that go to the monthly Moth get together and have a storytelling fight, if you will. And that's on January 31st in Milwaukee, and we'll be giving out more details about that as we go along. And we'll be at other events throughout the year. We're talking about doing a tour with old-time radio drama that might be a lot of fun, and we'll look forward to an exciting year.
Look forward to all of it, and look forward to the next time you are on for Mondays with Mike. I'm guessing it's going to be the first Monday of the month in February.
Probably so.
I'm Joy Cardine, thanking Mike Crane, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network.